So this decision to bring Sergeant Bergdahl home, and we applaud that he is home, is ill-founded, it is a mistake, and it is putting the lives of American servicemen and women at risk, and that, to me, is unacceptable to the American people.
Can I follow up on this?
Yeah.
These were Taliban leaders.
No, they were Al-Qaeda, members of Al-Qaeda, too. Yeah.
They're listed as Taliban leaders.
They were associated with and part of Taliban. I'm sure you are aware that in 2001, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda were working together, which is the reason why we went there. These individuals were working with Al-Qaeda.
A lot of ways, some people would suggest their only beef with the United States is that they were held in Guantanamo for...
These people have dedicated their lives to destroying us. These people have dedicated their very existence. Why do you think that when the judgment was made that if they released them, it would pose a great risk to the United States of America?
The Taliban.
They are Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Don't you understand that? Were you around? Yeah, like you said, you're an old man. You might remember that in 2001, Al-Qaeda found a haven with the Taliban. That's why we initially invaded Afghanistan. To somehow separate these people from Al-Qaeda is just damn foolishness.
Yes. Can we do one more? I understand your problem with giving up the five Taliban cabinet members is mm-hmm. very clear. Mm-hmm. I still can't get my head around applauding that Bergdahl's home and opposing the swap. Should he still be in captivity under these circumstances, or should he not?
I think that the deal should not have been made, as I've said many times. But I would make every effort and continue to make every effort to bring him home. Thank you.
Senator.